This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
We're no longer seeing the severe deterioration in the job market that we once were. In fact, we learned on Friday that the unemployment rate fell slightly last month. So this is welcome news.
Barack Obama has been the bringer of good news in a lot of his recent speeches and press conferences, but it looks like most Americans don't agree with the president that the economy has already started to recover. 46% say it has stabilized.
Well, and here in New Hampshire, it's about to get worse, I fear, and that is with the imposition of this new income tax, otherwise known as the interest and dividends tax, which is going to be applied on LLCs, as was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. And there's only one public hearing coming up, and that's on December 16th, 10 a.m. at DRA headquarters at 109 Pleasant Street in Concord. And before I get to Senator Jeb Bradley from Wolfboro, I just want to pass along this quick story. I had a conversation with a couple of people today, both of them off the air, one prior to the show, one just a couple of minutes ago, both of which cannot go on the air right now. Business people who have told me that they have contacted the governor's office to ask the governor, please direct DRA to hold off these hearings until January and hold at least five of them so that the business owners can fully understand what's going on and get their voices heard, particularly those who are in the North Country, in the Upper Valley, on the Seacoast, in the Monadnock region, down anywhere else, so that they can get out and fully grasp what's about to be done to them. And they've called 271-2121, at which they were then directed to call Department of Revenue Administration. And DRA is not taking comments over the phone by both of these callers that I've heard from. You have to put them in writing, and you have until December 28th to do that. And if you wait until after Christmas, well, it can only be accepted by fax or email because the 28th is a deadline. Folks, this is a major problem because both these people can't make it to the hearings on December 16th, okay? The one and only hearing. Therefore, their voice will not be heard. And then DRA can turn around and say, see, nobody showed up. Nobody complained about it. And that is the problem. And that is the part of the whole flawed process that we have seen through the budget debate. One gentleman who has been at the top of the budget debate and is looking ahead to the next session of the legislature and the issues that need to be addressed is Senator Jeb Bradley, Republican from Wolfboro, who's joining us here on Bulldog Live. He's been on the show before. And Senator Bradley, welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon, Bulldog. How are you?
I'm wound up, as you can tell.
I was going to say, you sound like really wound up. Well, guess what? A lot of people agree with you, Bulldog. And, you know, the clip that you played, you know, just as you left the news of the president saying that 10% unemployment was good news and that we have to continue to spend our way out of this recession when we have $1.4 trillion deficit isn't much different than what's happening in Concord, where we have, you know, big deficits, huge spending increases, and oh, guess what? 38 new taxes and fees to pay for, including the most egregious of all, which is the extension of the interest and dividends tax, which is a 5% tax on interest and dividends to proceeds that small business owners who are organized as LLCs or partnerships or sole proprietorships pay themselves. What's that mean? It is a business owner income tax. And quite frankly, it is outrageous. And people are finally starting to wake up to it because, Bulldog, what happened is that it was included in the budget without a public hearing. It was put in the night before, the Committee of Conference had to sign off on it. And presto, there it was. So nobody got to comment. Nobody got to say if it was a good idea, bad idea. Well, of course, we know it's a bad idea.
Right.
And now people are going to have to pay. So people are pretty hot, just like you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm hoping they show up on December 16th, 10 a.m. at DRA headquarters, 109 Pleasant Street in Concord, because that's the only chance that they're going to have. You know, I had Tom Thompson yesterday, and he sits on two statewide boards. One of them is the State Assessing Standards Board. And he said whenever we're promulgating a new rule, we have five hearings across the state. And on this one, that's going to affect business owners all across the state, there's only one. And this is part of the flawed process because, as we saw, as you just spelled out, this is a tax that was slipped in the conference committee with about an hour left before the deadline. And then it was also because the way the rules were set up in this committee that anybody who objected was removed from the committee so that they didn't have anybody gumming up the work, so to speak. So that's flawed process number two.
Well, Bulldog, there will be a little bit more discussion on this as myself in the Senate and David Hess in the House have both filed two separate pieces of legislation to repeal it.
Good.
And I've been arguing that this is the biggest $10 million mistake New Hampshire's ever going to make. Because when you combine what the Department of Revenue Administration is doing under the auspices of the business profit tax to business owners, in that what DRA is doing is determining, government bureaucrats determining what reasonable compensation is that a business owner pays him or herself. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, okay, you run business X, you're entitled to take $100,000 in salary, you paid yourself $200,000 as an example, we're going to levy the business profit tax, 8.5%, on that second $100,000. And so the combination of reasonable compensation and the business profit tax and this new extension of the interest and dividend tax to LLCs have created a much worse business climate in New Hampshire for business owners than, for instance, Massachusetts, fondly referred to as Taxachusetts.
I mean, right.
We will be having a, you know, a tax situation here in New Hampshire if my bill or Dave Hess's bill doesn't succeed. That is going to just drive business out of New Hampshire. And people wonder, you know, the unemployment rate has doubled. We have over 50,000 people out of work. They wonder why. Well, this is one thing that we can do to correct at least the situation in New Hampshire. We can't, you know, change Congress that is on a runaway spending blitz and all sorts of new taxes coming from Washington. You know, that, unfortunately, is, you know, up to Paul Hodes and Carol Shea Porter, and you know where they're coming down on those issues. Tax and spend, tax and spend. But we can fight for the New Hampshire advantage that will at least try to make us competitive vis-a-vis other states, but we're losing that rapidly.
And even the business owners who have been fortunate in not laying off employees, they're getting hit with another tax too, and that is the unemployment taxes are going up on them regardless of whether they had layoffs or not.
Exactly. I mean, it's...
There's three big doozies coming out.
You know, the legislature is looking for more and more revenue out of, you know, business owners. They're the backbone of our economy. They're struggling to keep their doors open, just as, you know, people are struggling to pay their bills and pay their mortgages. And government comes along and says, we're going to tax you more. And if you one thing, Bulldog, if we had actually cut spending in New Hampshire the way other states have done, you know, spending in other state governments has gone down on average about 2% over the last year. In New Hampshire, it went up $1 billion. We had a 10.5% increase in overall spending in this budget. And that's why you see 38 new taxes and fees. And at some point in time, you know, there's a straw on the camel's back that's going to break the back of our ability to grow new jobs in this state.
And now we have lawsuits that came out of the budget. You have about 150 cities and towns that are ready to sue the state. You've had the Joint Underwriters Association lawsuit over the $110 million that the state tried to steal from the doctors. Let's see. You have another lawsuit about Medicaid stimulus funding for hospitals. And I know there's one other lawsuit that I'm forgetting right now. And now we're looking at possibly another one if you guys aren't able to repeal this LLC tax in when the legislature goes back into session in just less than a month. Or is it a month from today? I can't remember the exact date.
We'll be back in session in early January, and these bills are going to start to come up. So I would urge people that are, you know, interested in them to, you know, follow through the State of New Hampshire's website, you know, the hearings on particular bills. And Bulldog,
I'll keep them posted.
Many of your listeners probably know that I do a weekly blog on my website, which is www.jeb4statesenate.com, spell the four, and sign up for my email newsletter, which will, you know, not only outline, you know, the problem, but what people are going to be able to do to come and testify in Concord to try and put some rationale back into this whole tax and spending discussion.
Well, that was the thing, too. When you sent out this email alert yesterday, you did go into very good detail as to what you would do, you and members of your Republican Party in the legislature, and hopefully get some Democrats to go on board with this, to specific ways to cut back the spending and the need for all these taxes.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that I have filed is a requirement that a agency head or department head, when they file their budget for the, you know, upcoming year, that not only is it include a maintenance budget, which is the existence of all programs continuing on as if they never stop, but we would require under my legislation that they envision a 5% cut in their programs. And this, you know, single change, I think, would change the dynamics in Concord. Then you'd have people at least talking about how we can slow government growth. That's number one. I'm working with Commissioner John Stephen on a piece of legislation to slow the rate of growth of Medicaid spending, which is the largest single, you know, line item in state government spending.
Well, you're about ready to get your heads handed to you if Obamacare passes.
You know, we're not going to give up, and we're going to, you know, fight the good fight, and it may be uphill. I think it probably is, but you know, we are potentially looking at a $200 million deficit, you know, by virtue of the fact that revenue is coming in under expectations in the budget. If we lose these lawsuits, it's going to be, you know, another $150 million potentially added on to that.
Yeah.
We've got to get serious about cutting some spending here.
Absolutely. Well, 5% across the board is not really that much, I guess, when you think about it. I mean, it all adds up when you think of all the departments that are across the state, all the agencies and the like. So that can all add up into something at the end. Because, look, stimulus money, the federal stimulus money that we have gotten is going to disappear in the next budget cycle, which even if there is a change in the party that runs the legislature and the governor's office, you know, you're still looking at a real bad situation.
We're looking at a $600 million budget hole before we even start in the next budget. That's the amount of money that we got from federal stimulus dollars. So we better be prepared for that, because I don't believe that, given that our nation is running trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eye can see, that we're going to see another stimulus package that bails out state government. I mean, the president's talking about another stimulus package for jobs. I think he'll have a hard time getting that passed, because the first stimulus package has been an abysmal failure. Mm-hmm. They said it would keep the unemployment rate to 8% or lower. It's 10% today. And look at how it's being spent. Phantom congressional districts don't even know how to account for the dollars that they've put into this spending blitz. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I don't think the political calculus will be there for another spending, a stimulus package that's going to bail out state government. And you know what? Rightfully so. We shouldn't be looking to Washington to bail out New Hampshire or Iowa or Hawaii or any other state. We've got to figure out how to do this on our own, or else Washington is going to collapse like a house of cards, too.
Because this is all coming from borrowed money anyway.
Guess what? It's, you know, you're just robbing one, you know, Peter to pay Paul, one pocket to the other, borrow, borrow, borrow in Washington. We cannot support these kind of budget deficits in Concord or in Washington. Can't happen.
Exactly. It's totally unsustainable, and if it's not corrected now, and we mean now, it's going to have a very ugly ending, and nobody wants to see that. Senator Jeb Bradley, again, thank you very much for joining us. Oh, one more thing, too. I like another piece of legislation that's regarding the fleet of automobiles used by state employees. Tell us a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, Peter Bragdon has filed a number of spending reduction bills, and one of those bills would cut the state fleet by 5% each year for the next 4 years. I think that at a time, you know, that people are struggling to pay their bills, we don't need to have as many automobiles that state employees have access to.
That's one of the biggest complaints
I get. Peter's filed a line item veto. He's filed enabling legislation for tax caps to be filed in towns and cities that don't already have that authority. So we have probably half a dozen pieces of legislation, at least between the two of us, that look to slowing government growth.
Well, let's see what happens. Well, Senator Bradley, keep us posted on that. Again, if people want to sign up for your weekly email alerts, they should do so. And I would urge them to do so, because it does keep people posted as to what's happening in the under the Golden Dome in Concord. JebForStateSenate.com. You spell out for F-O-R. JebForStateSenate.com. Thank you, Senator
Terrific.
Bradley.
Merry Christmas, Bulldog, to you and all your listeners.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.